Philadelphia Democratic mayoral candidates aren't waiting for warmer weather to get out the vote ahead of the May 19th election. Let's check in with WHYY's Katie Culinary. Katie, thanks for being here.
You got it, Dave.
Now, when it got cold Wednesday, one way to get warm is to cozy up to the Philadelphia Teachers Union.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what the mayoral candidates did. Six of the declared candidates came to Union Hall on Columbus Boulevard to sort of make their pitches to the Teachers Union. That's the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. Each of them took their turns kind of making a 5-minute speech to the union and then like about a 10-minute Q&A. And this is sort of their opportunity to seek the union's endorsement. This is part of the process by which the members of the teachers union, they'll vote next week, and then an endorsement will be announced sometime in mid-March. And of course, this is a very coveted endorsement, considering that the number one issue in this race right now is education and fixing Philadelphia's schools.
And as such, is there a number one contender of the six candidates who's likely to get that endorsement?
Well, and I want to note that we weren't able to actually go in and watch the candidates as they gave their speeches. This was a private union meeting, but we talked to the candidates. That it's on their way out. And we also talked to some of the teachers as they were filing out of this meeting. And the common name on many of their lips was former Councilman Jim Kenney. He tends to get a lot of union support. So this wasn't a total surprise. A couple in favor of Doug Oliver. And the one who had the most to prove really was State Senator Tony Williams, who has sort of been painted as the pro-charter candidate in this race.
It's not likely that he'll win that union support then.
It is not likely, no. But he did get credit from some teachers for actually showing up, considering that he's also publicly getting a lot of financial backing from pro-charter PACs.
Can Williams win, though, without this coveted support?
I mean, it's certainly possible, especially considering the financial support right now he's leading in terms of the money that has been reported so far. So I wouldn't say that having the teachers union endorsement is essential for winning this race, but it could be really important for a candidate who maybe doesn't have as much money as, say, Williams or even Lynn Abraham has.
They focused on another block as well. I believe 5 of the 6 were in attendance to court millennials.
That's exactly right. On Tuesday night, there was a pitching party at one of the bars in Center City. My colleague Shai Ben-Yakov was there, and there was a lot of, you know, sort of pandering to this younger crowd. Tony Williams literally dropped the mic when he finished his 7-minute speech. Nelson Diaz said that he and his wife would be happy to teach anyone in the room salsa, and he wants to make Philly, you know, bars stay open later. But for all of that kind of silliness, there is a really serious question as to whether or not all of these new young people who've moved into Philadelphia over the last decade or so will vote in this election. For many of them, Nutter was their only mayor in this city, and it'll be interesting to see whether they will be motivated and moved enough by a particular candidate to come out and vote.
Now, you mentioned that date on the calendar next month pertaining to the teacher's endorsement. Also in March, still ahead, the candidates have to officially petition to run.
That's exactly right. So candidates for mayor need to get at least 1,000 signatures from registered voters in their party in order to get on the ballot. So the deadline is coming up on March 10th. So they're hustling, Dave. And apparently Milton Street, the brother of former Mayor John Street, who is running for mayor, signed a petition for one of his fellow candidates, Jim Kenney. The Philadelphia Inquirer broke this story and reported that Street was in a bar in Center City where someone was gathering signatures for Kenney and a few other candidates, and Street happily signed for Kenney. But when he was reached for comment later, Street's son, Milton Street Jr., said that his dad probably was confused and the bar wasn't lit properly and, you know, probably didn't mean to do that. So I think if there's any takeaway here, it's sort of just how colorful this race is starting to be.
There's more levity to be had in one of the important city council races as well.
That's right. Well, all 17 city council seats are up, but the most watched and important race really has proved to be the 2nd district. That's in South and Southwest Philadelphia, where real estate developer Ori Feibush is trying to unseat Councilman Kenyatta Johnson. So these two have pretty much been going at it since last year. And today, one of Feibush's supporters, a rapper from South Philly, put out a rap about his favorite candidate. In terms of the quality, let's put it this way, he's no Kanye, okay? But the whole idea is pretty funny, and it'll be kind of interesting to see how it works its way maybe into the rest of the primary.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on Newsworks Tonight. Future brighter than the past. Don't blink twice, you might miss a pass. Ori out there, stepping on the gas. All you hear is room.
like the racetrack.